All right, back here on 96.5 The Fan on a show we call Fesco, Dusty, and Maury.
And also, we're on live on the TV today.
Yeah, go to the YouTube page, subscribe. If we have more subscribed numbers, our boss has to buy us lunch.
That's exactly right. So do a Spite subscription to Spite Spectre. You ever been to a Spite store, Dusty?
I have now. Two more names I want to bring up. If you would take them over Rashee Rice after we just completed our last discussion. Brandon Ayuk or Rashee Rice?
I'm not taking Brandon Ayuk, especially with Purdy being banged up now. There was a report yesterday something on him is sore. That thing is going downhill fast in San Francisco. When you're Christian McCaffrey and you're flying to Germany to get your Achilles looked at, that doesn't bode well for what's going on here in the NFL with Christian McCaffrey. I mean, that dude was spotted at the airport getting on a flight to, I think, Frankfurt or Munich or someplace like that to get his Achilles looked at. Then the team confirmed that yesterday. Are you telling me they've run out of options in San Francisco and they're like, all right, the next best thing, you got to go to Germany to get this thing looked at? They're probably not getting the answers and the healing that they want. I hate to go out on a limb like this. I don't know that we'll see Christian McCaffrey back anytime soon. And if we do, is he ever going to be the guy that we got to see over the last couple of years? You're going to Germany now? Ooh.
Amari Cooper or Rashee Rice?
I mean, Cooper is better right now, but I think Rice will be better.
Garrett Wilson or Rashee Rice?
I'm going Garrett Wilson.
That one's easy.
That one's easy.
Yeah, I think Garrett's really, really
I love Garrett Wilson. I've liked Garrett Wilson for the last couple of years, man. Like,
well, he's your guy, Ohio State.
I know him and Breece Hall. I really like Garrett Wilson. I do. And he's a really, really good wide receiver. So he's one of the best in the NFL.
All right, let's get into our Tough Tuesdays, where we give our coaches who are having a tough Tuesday today. Mac, I'll let you start this one off.
Do we have an intro for this? Tough Tuesday.
We need to get an intro going.
On the come.
Yeah, it's nice.
We'll get to that a little bit later. But Mac, go ahead and give us your Tough Tuesday candidates this week.
Well, I think McCarthy's got to be mentioned on probably all of our lists.
Yeah,
my God,
right,
the Cowboys 0-3 imploding. Mm-hmm. I mean, enough said, right? That's going to be the main story the rest of this year as long as they keep on losing. They just paid Dak. They just paid CD. They're going to pay Micah Parsons, and they got zero wins to show for it.
He's the only one I would have paid of those three.
I think they're going to pay him.
And then Jerry's out here saying they couldn't afford to go get Derrick Henry and talking about the size of other guys' parts. Like, I mean, that thing is just a great show in Dallas, man. You can't script anything better than what goes on in Dallas.
Give me Eberflus. I saw a video this week, a Bears coach. I saw a video this week of Caleb Williams in the huddle calling a play. It took him 15 seconds to read the play. I mean, he's reading this, like, just laundry list of a play call, and I'm like, you've got this rookie quarterback. Like, let's make this simple, dude. Like quick. Three words or less. Like, really just, like, let's simplify this whole thing. I feel like Caleb's out there overthinking. I'm putting that on Eberflus. Mike McDaniel, you know, I know they just lost Tua, but you're some offensive mastermind. We touted you up as this, you know, Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan tree. You're the next guy. Haven't won a playoff game. Really haven't won more than 10 games but once. You brought in all this elite, all-pro talent on offense and defense, and you get all the credit for it. You know what, man? You got one 10-win season. Where are you, Mike McDaniel? I know it's Skylar Thompson, but you got two stud wide receivers.
Yeah.
Can't score a touchdown.
You
got
to find a way to get them the football, get them the football quick. I mean, like Rashee Rice type patterns,
exactly.
Snap patterns over the middle. And, you know, Mike McDaniel is the prime example of a coach getting all of this praise for how good his players are. There's been one coach in the history of the NFL that's actually been better than his players, and that's Andy Reid.
Yeah, I love that. I love that take. Brioche. Zach Taylor. I mean, enough said right there. 0-3.
Yeah.
Can't win a game in the first month of the season. Then Doug Peterson. Doug Peterson's been on my list since week one.
Yeah.
And I mean, I hate it. Love my guy, Dougie P. We might see him back here in red and gold here in a couple years.
You're right. No, a couple weeks. He gets fired in Jacksonville and he comes back to Kansas City because, you know, that's what happens and that's fine. But, or maybe he doesn't. I don't know what the situation is, you know, with Doug Peterson. But, you know, those two coaches that lost last night are squarely on the hot seat right now. Doug Peterson starts my list, followed by Zach Taylor on that list. You have too much talent in Cincinnati to be 0-3 and to lose to the Commodes and to the Patriots. And obviously you lost to the Chiefs. that's an acceptable loss. If you're 2-1, we're not talking about Zach Taylor being on the hot seat. You lost to arguably the worst team in the NFL, right? In the Carolina or in the New England Patriots, and then lost to one of the worst organizations in the history of sports
at home.
At home, right? Like that's a big time loss. You got two losses at home already right now.
They play Andy Dalton next
and
week.
Three, and that's a revenge game, brother. You see Carolina and Cincinnati, and you're like, now it's Andy Dalton on that list. Like, let's go. Carolina's winning that game. Carolina is 100% winning that game. You can book that right now. McCarthy, obviously, on the list. McDaniel, you mentioned, on the list as well. What about Antonio Pierce now being on that list? Because we're 3 weeks into the season, and he's already talking about having to make business decisions, walking that back, seemingly feels like maybe he's lost some of those guys inside that locker room, but he has to be on that list. And then with all the injuries that are going on in San Francisco right now, Kyle Shanahan's clock may be ticking. He may be looking to bounce out of San Francisco and find another organization in which to work, because I don't know that things are going to get better in San Francisco right now.
Do we give, and I know he's not on the hot seat and he's not a head coach, do we give Cliff Kingsbury any sort of credit what's going on in Washington?
Well, I think you have to, right? I mean, this is him, a rookie quarterback.
Him and Dan Quinn are kind of putting something together over there for that offense.
Yeah, they really are. Like I really like what Cliff Kingsbury's doing. The results are there, guys. They have scored on every possession in their last two games. Mm. Yeah, you give Cliff Kingsbury a hell of a lot of credit because he's doing it with a rookie quarterback in a new organization. Now, granted, they didn't have any expectations, and it's easier to play when you don't have those expectations. Mm. But it's not easy to score in this league, okay?
Yeah.
And you have scored on every single possession other than a kneel down, which doesn't count, in your last two games. That's pretty impressive, man. Right. I like what Cliff Kingsbury's doing down there.
And the energy's contagious.
Yeah,
the
right.
energy in that building was probably so negative a few months ago. The fact that they've been able to turn that around, that's pretty impressive.
Yep.
Yeah, my three coaches that I put on the Tough Tuesday block, Dougie Fresh, obviously. Mm. I mean, you've lost eight straight. Your quarterback is completely lost in that system that you are starting to create. The interception he threw last night to DeMar Hamlin, his first interception, had a great game. Good to see that from him. Bad interception. You're only as good as the guy that throws the football for your organization. Trevor Lawrence has not been good. He's 53 starts in. He hasn't won a game in eight straight weeks. Going back to last season. In fact, it's been since Thanksgiving of last year since he's won a football game.
Yeah, I mean, since we had stuffing, man, that guy hasn't won a game. And think about it. The Chiefs have won 9 in a row, right? They've lost 8 in a row. The Chiefs have won 9 in a row.
That's right.
And when they last won on Thanksgiving, Jacksonville was still a playoff team.
Mm-hmm.
And they were a playoff
really
team, and they pooped the bed and have no opportunity now to recover from this. At 0-3, forget about it.
My other coach is having a tough Tuesday, Zach Taylor. You're 0-3. Yeah. You've lost two games at home. I don't think anybody thought you were going to start the season 0-3. Only 2.5% of teams in the NFL in the last whatever years
history
have made the playoffs after starting 0-3. This is, you know, par for the course, I guess, for Cincinnati, but it looks like the sky is definitely falling. It looks like the locker room is a little bit lost. Normally when that happens, all eyes get pointed towards the head coach. Mm-hmm. He's just now coming out saying that Cam Taylor-Britt can't be doing that sort of talking. Jamar Chase, obviously the contract negotiations. T. Higgins, first game back last night, had one catch for 4 yards.
Would you be surprised if Cincinnati is challenging, though, for a playoff berth late in the season? I mean, yeah. I don't think they're going to make it, but that talent you have to look at and go, okay, eventually talent takes over. But if it's a mess of a locker room, if everybody's doing their own thing, nobody's on the same page,
I'm sorry,
you're never going to win.
T. Higgins at 3 for 39. I was looking at the stats from,
thought he had more.
Yeah, 3 for 39
still not
last
great,
night.
Yeah,
nah,
not great.
I mean, whatever.
When Jamar Chase has 6 for 118 and 2 touchdowns, you know who target number one is going to be.
Right.
And then my last one is just Big Mike. Tough Tuesday for Big Mike McCarthy. You know what it is in Dallas. If you don't win every game, you're always going to be on the hot seat.
That's right.
But this is one of those things where the season kind of led to this. We saw the foreshadowing of this. They were very, very quiet during the offseason with their activity. They paid everybody the last possible second. There's a lot of miscommunication going on in Dallas, almost like as if he's set up to fail. Mm-hmm. I don't know who they would bring in to take over for him. I know you've got your theories on Belichick.
I'd hire Belichick today.
But good luck getting him out of the booth.
I know.
That guy's living his best life. He's got a 26-year-old girlfriend. He's met her father, who he's 10 years older than he is. He's doing well on Pat McAfee's show. He's doing well with every sort of little audio bite that he's had, and it looks like a completely reborn Bill Belichick. So I don't know if that's the guy that takes his job, but I mean, you look at what Dan Quinn's doing in Washington. Mm-hmm. Dan Quinn was there in Dallas. They had the opportunity to give him, you know, more reins in Dallas. He moved on. He's now leading in that division with the Washington Commanders when it comes to the NFC East. And again, Dallas is that team. They'll look really bad 1 week. They'll look really good the next week. Everyone will think things are going well. but the teeter-totter or the up and downs that goes, the ebb and flows that go in Dallas all rest on the shoulders of Big Mike McCarthy. And to be honest with you, he's got to be playing with house money at this point, being there that long in Dallas.
Well, and they win 12 games a year, but they never get it done in the postseason. And that's what ultimately matters, right? You're judged by your postseason, whether you're a quarterback or a head coach in the NFL. And Mike McCarthy has been a failure in the postseason. I do believe, in my opinion anyway, and it could be totally wrong, but as every day that goes by where Bill Belichick is out of coaching, it's harder to get back into coaching, right? Yeah. You're going to get out there. You're going to like, how many years did everybody want Bill Cowher to come back and be a head coach in this league? Oh, go get Bill Cowher. Bill Cowher never wanted to leave. You get out of that coaching profession, out of that 24/7 a day grind. You literally have no responsibilities anymore. Right. You're doing your TV thing. You're doing your endorsements. You're living your best life. As you mentioned, dating a 26-year-old. Like, if you're Bill Belichick right now, I would probably think as each day goes by, he wants to get back into coaching less and less because he's realizing I'm making a really good living right now and I don't have any stress or responsibility.
That's right.